This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 26th. God's word to you today is place a demand. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 2, verses 13 and 14, and it says, Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak, which had fallen when he was taken up. Then Elisha returned to the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with Elijah's cloak and cried, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Then the river divided, and Elisha went across. As we walk in the steps of our godly, faithful predecessors, we will certainly experience the same grace that they experienced and do greater works to God's glory. Elisha cried out, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? It is not about human worship, it is about God worship. When we have walked with our predecessors and we have seen God move and experienced God's hand, we can demand, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he will show up. It is our duty to inquire after the God of our godly, faithful predecessors. It is our duty to inquire after God and place a demand on him. Some time ago, God gave us a word, from death to life. A lady who had gone to have a baby in the United States ran into complications and the baby was no longer moving. Pastor could not be there with her. Perhaps pastor's phone was even switched off and he was unreachable or even sleeping. But she did something really powerful. She said to God, If you are the one that has called this man and you actually gave him this word from death to life, then let this baby come back to life. And the baby came back to life. Pastor could not be there, but God was there. It is our duty, and we will do our duty. We will place a demand on God's anointing. It is your responsibility to place a demand on God's anointing. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. Everyone else on the scene was tugging and pushing Jesus. Some even were content to just rub shoulders with Jesus. Luke 8, 43 and 44 say, A woman in the crowd has suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. And immediately, Jesus said, Someone touched me. Peter asked him, How can you say someone touched you in this crowd? This touch was different because only one person in that crowd was placing a demand on the anointing. She placed a demand and power flowed to her even without Jesus' permission. Do you realize that Jesus did not give the power permission to leave him? The power moved because somebody demanded it. Someone took a handkerchief that had been anointed from one of our God Will Do It Again services. He traveled all the way to Bielsa, where his mother lay paralyzed. He laid the handkerchief on his mother, and the paralyzed woman was healed. Point of contact. Bring your point of contact items to God. Release your faith and watch him do what only he can do. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Touch me with your hands, Jesus. 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 Lord, don't let me go. The same way I came. Touch me with your hands, Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.